The donation to the Middle Tennessee Boys and Girls Club now stands at $2,400. CalSonic Consay, more than parts, partnership. You're listening to the Motorist Insurance Locker Room Report on Titans Radio. Final score, 24-20. The Titans get the win over the Bengals. Now, we look ahead, presented by MTSU's Jones College of Business. The Titans have a short week, travel to Heinz Field, play the Steelers on Thursday Night Football this Thursday. Titans countdown on the air at 6:30 Central, then kickoff with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Coach Dave McGinnis is at 7:25 Central. Today, the Steelers were in Indianapolis to play the Colts. They snuck out of there with a 20-17 win, Mike Keith. Chris Boswell hits a 33-yard field goal as time expires to get the win.
7-2. You know, and Pittsburgh's tough at home. We've been there for nighttime football. We understand what that's like. Opened the 2009 season there and had that situation not go so well. But the one good thing I'll remember about 2009, it was the last time before now that the Titans won four in a row. So it's been 8 years.
Wow.
The Titans have won four football games in a row, and you still get the idea as you watch them, they can play better. And that's exciting. The upside of this team is exciting. We saw more features today, more things today. The offense had production in terms of numbers. The defense continues to make progress. There's more they can put together and more they will have to put together. But they're finding ways to win games, and this is the most important skill you can come up with in this league, particularly as the weather gets colder and the games take on more meaning.
It would have been interesting to see had they not left some of those points on the field there that in some of their situations today and see what the differential might have been like.
Well, it would have been a route.
I think so.
I think they'd have run them out.
But you had two touchdowns and a field goal.
Well, you have two touchdowns. The field goal was on the same drive as the drop pass. But you have two touchdowns, and then you threw a pick that allowed them to go 3 yards for a touchdown. So there was a 21-point swing in there. And Cincinnati's not going to score those types of points. That's the area where they can get better. We said in the open, can you win a game like this that you're supposed to win? They did. Now can you start to handle people and not open the door for them? That's the next step. But the other thing, too, is this could have been, probably should have been, a huge day statistically for Marcus Mariota. The Titans didn't help him very much. The pick was bad. I know there's something about that. I'm going to be interested to hear what happened on that play because something didn't look right. But overall, he could have had a really huge ball game, and I think they're getting closer and closer to being able to putting up more numbers in terms of scoring points. This offense needs to start to get near 30 instead of being around 20. You do that, you're going to win some ball games more easily because this defense is settling into a nice place.
The Flex MBA degree from the Jones College of Business at Middle Tennessee State University is fast, fresh, and flexible. Find out more about the Flex MBA at MTSU's Jones College of Business by visiting mtsu.edu/MBA.
The 2017 Tennessee Titans. Presented under broadcast rights granted to Titans Radio. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other use of this game or the description of this game without the express written consent of Titans Radio is prohibited.
Titans Radio is produced by Philip Noel, spotter and producer Brad Willis, parabolic operators Ted and Stephanie Townsend, studio producer David Reed, scoreboard producer Jordan Tinkle, production assistance provided by Kyle Reynolds, promotions director Marie Mischa, traffic director Kendra Holt, director of sales Hunter Rice, general manager Allison Warren, operations.
You begin asking your question, and at this time I'll introduce Tennessee Vice Chancellor and Director of Athletics John Curry.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, and I appreciate the members of the media making the effort to be here on a Sunday afternoon. This morning I met with Coach Butch Jones to discuss the future of the football program, and I informed him of my decision that he stepped down as the University of Tennessee's head football coach. Transitions like this are never easy for anyone involved, and I am grateful for the way Coach Jones, Barb, Alex, Adam, and Andrew have poured their hearts and souls into this community and into the improvement of our football program over the past 5 years. I know that Coach Jones will be successful as he moves forward in his career, and I know that Tennessee fans join me in thanking the entire Jones family for their service and dedication to this community and to the University of Tennessee. Coach Brady Hoke will serve as interim head coach through the remainder of the season. And as always, I am confident that the Vol Nation will stick together, rally around this team, and support our student athletes. We will begin an exhaustive search for a person of the highest.
Tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to a mild 45 degrees. On your Monday, with clouds in the morning, we finish with sunshine.
A special place with unique opportunities and a tradition of excellence. This coaching search will be my sole focus, and I will be in regular contact with Chancellor Davenport. I want to emphasize my commitment to hiring the best coach for Tennessee. And in light of what Tom said earlier, I encourage you to ask your questions today, as I do not plan to comment on the search publicly until we are prepared to introduce our new head coach. Questions?
John, Mark Packer, WVLT. When you were hired as the athletic director, there were a number of requirements essentially in your background and your resume for you to get the job. What kind of requirements do you have in mind for the next head coach at UT?
Thank you, Mark. Certainly all of our coaches, all of our searches will start with integrity and a commitment to doing things the right way. And if you look at our program and in the areas of particular improvement of our program under Coach Jones's leadership, and you see the APR and the involvement of our student athletes in our community and all those things, those are certainly prerequisites. Certainly we expect our coach to have the dynamics that would enable him to lead us to where we know Tennessee football can and should be. Our coach needs to know what that looks like.
Rick Russo, Local 8 News, and John, first and foremost, was this decision made with regards to the timing with recruiting and the early signing day coming up, number one? And number two, comment maybe on reports of Butch maybe swaying recruits away from Tennessee and your fear of things like that possibly happening.
Rick, let's go to the first question. Any decisions we make affect student-athletes, and they affect our staff, and they obviously affect our university, and we'll always make the decisions at the time we make them with those interests in mind and the best for our student-athletes. As to your second question, I find that kind of stuff, speculative stuff, silly, and I trust Butch Jones and his character.
John, a couple of things. One, in regard to the timing, why now as opposed to maybe a couple of weeks or after Vanderbilt? And secondly, was Butch relieved for any cause?
Second question, Coach Jones was not relieved for cause. He was relieved without cause. And Tom has copies of the letter or contract with those terms that you can have on your way out today. As far as the timing, again, the decisions we make should always be made with the best interests of our student athletes in mind. And I believed as we went throughout the season, even though there were moments when of frustration, there were also moments of optimism. And I wanted to give our coaching staff and our student athletes the best possible chance to be successful. And I believed that best possible chance to be successful and win the games was under Coach Jones's leadership.
John Tierson, Soussel, WBIR. I was just wondering, as far as how things played out, was Butch given the opportunity to coach the last two games of the season?
Coach Jones and I met this morning and discussed the situation and my view about where we were as a program. And we came to a mutual decision about the last couple of games. I believe it's the right decision for all concerned.
John, Austin Price, BallQuest.com. Recruiting so important. The Vanderbilt weekend was supposed to be a big visit weekend. How do you handle that? And what's your message to prospective guys that have either opened back up their commitment, you know, maybe to give you time to get somebody hired before making a final decision?
Sure. Well, certainly recruiting is the lifeblood of what we do, attracting great student athletes to the University of Tennessee. All the intangibles about what makes our program and this university, the city of Knoxville, the history and tradition of Neyland Stadium, the facilities, the academic support, the high graduation rates, all those things are things that will continue to be attractive to student athletes at the University of Tennessee. I would also say that upstairs on the fourth floor of this building, We have some great people, men and women, who have worked very hard to rebuild the Tennessee football program and have moved the Tennessee football program forward. Those men and women that came to work this morning, some of them haven't been home still because they went right from the meetings that they had with Coach Jones and then with me right back into their work, be that recruiting stuff or game planning for the LSU game, you name it. And so I just have tremendous respect and appreciation for those people up on the fourth floor. And, you know, many of them left this morning and their spouses and children didn't know what was coming. And they haven't been home to see their spouses and children because they're focused and dedicated to our student athletes and to our program and to doing their jobs. And so that's our whole focus right now.
Steve McGargy, Associated Press. Just regarding that early signing period, that's the first year with it. How much did that impact your decision? How much tougher did it make the decision on when to do this? And how does it affect your timeline for finding a successor now?
Well, Steve, that's a very good question. You know, the early signing period being December 20th through December 22nd is new. And it's uncharted territory for all of us to some extent. Ultimately, we have to make the decision we believe is the best interest of the student athletes we have at the University of Tennessee right now. The student athletes who are approaching graduation, some of whom are playing their last two games in Neyland Stadium over the next couple of days, while we also look at the long-term future of our program. So it certainly is a variable that's new, but the core values and how we make decisions remain the same.
John, Brent Hubbs, a couple of things. One, who will you lean to, or will you have a committee? You said it would be your sole job. Will you lean on anybody? Will you have a committee? Secondly, will you hire a search firm to help you through this process?
So I'm very fortunate and blessed. We've got a great team internally throughout the department that love and serve the University of Tennessee many for many, many years. So while we have this particular element, which is my sole focus, which is this search, we also have a lot of other stuff going on in terms of other teams competing. We had two teams compete today, one at home, one on the road. We've got a soccer team in the NCAA playoffs in the next round next week. We've got a big football game next weekend. We got a lot of work to do, and so I'll lean on our entire staff to continue to carry forward the day-to-day operations of the athletics program. I consider myself very blessed. I've been able to develop really good relationships across intercollegiate athletics, and I'll rely on some of those relationships as well as some folks in and around this community. No, not at this time.
John, Nathaniel Rutherford from Rocky Top Insider here. What made you decide to choose Brady Hoke as the interim head coach for the football program?
Well, Nathan, thank you for asking. Nathaniel, thank you for asking that question. You know, certainly there are nine full-time coaches, and then Coach Stripling, you know, who we could have chosen. Brady Hoke is a three-time conference coach of the year in three different conferences. Has won at the highest level. Was a very appropriate choice. I also would commend Brady, Coach Hoke. We had him into the office immediately after my discussions with Coach Jones, and I gave him the opportunity to serve as interim coach. And what he said was he got into this for student athletes, and we got student athletes who were getting ready to play their last two regular season ball games of the year, and that was his focus. And so I appreciate his leadership and selflessness at this time.
Just regarding the report about former VFL coordinator Anton Davis informing you that he felt he had been treated with hostility by Butch Jones, just wondering if you care to comment about that.
We wish Anton the best that those in his future pursuits. Those reports had nothing to do with this decision.
John, Jimmy Himes at WNMR Radio. Do you feel like you need to hire somebody that has had head coaching experience?
Jimmy, I appreciate the question. We need to hire the best coach for the University of Tennessee. There's lots of different experiences out there that are relevant to our environment. Certainly, we need to hire someone who understands the magnitude that comes along with this job and the opportunities and the responsibility that come along with being the head football coach at the University of Tennessee.
Jesse Simons, VolQuest.com. John, with the buyout and the rest of the staff, financial commitment that will have to be paid to the rest of this staff, what sort of financial or money are we talking about here with the search going forward?
So I believe, again, as it relates to Coach Jones specifically, that's somewhere in the $8.5 million range. And Zach and Tom have that information for you. Overall, all of our assistant coaches are on two-year contracts. And so altogether, it's in the $13 million range. That is mitigated, of course, it's quite possible that some would be retained on our next staff, or that they would find jobs elsewhere if they're not retained on the next staff. So we understand that's a significant amount of money and a significant investment, and don't take that lightly. On the other side, we're fortunate that we have the ability to manage that without impacting our day-to-day operations, our ability to attract the next coach, or our ability to keep marching forward with some of the projects we've talked about recently.
John, Mark Packer again. In this hiring process, will money be an issue to get the top candidate that you want? And B, as an athletic director, fundamentally you are tied with the head football coach. How much pressure do you feel, having just gotten here, that your signature hire is right in front of you?
Well, Mark, thank you for the first question in terms of money. We could always use some more around here, but we know that we have the resources to make the right decision to select the next leader of our football program. In terms of me, I'm really superfluous in terms of, you know, Tide and legacies and all that kind of stuff. I understand the enormous responsibility that goes along with leading a process like this. I understand what's at stake.
Rob Lewis, VolQuest.com. John, I know you weren't here when Butch was hired, but the perception was that he came into a major rebuilding job. What's your perception of what the next guy is coming into? Do you feel like it's further along and set up to win fairly quickly?
Sure, Rob. Well, there's a number of different elements. We all know that our conference continues to become even more competitive than it's always been, despite, you know, ideas that it's down or not down or whatever. You know, that's an ongoing level of competitiveness really across the game. We're fortunate that Coach Jones and his staff changed the culture from an academic perspective. I would tell you that our Thornton Center staff and people on campus appreciate the fact that this staff, this outgoing staff, has made our academic excellence and academic achievement an expectation for our student athletes. And we sit here with the highest graduation rate and APR scores in our history in football. So those things make it better for the next staff. That was something that Coach Jones had to overcome right away. We also have an extraordinary facility, the Anderson Training Center, which I suppose was still under completion or under construction, or maybe just being finished when Coach Jones arrived. The city of Knoxville has continued to blossom. Our university community has continued to become better and better in terms of the aesthetics and the beauty of our campus and the quality facilities academically and athletically across our campus. The academic reputation of our university has continued to grow. There are a lot of great things about this university, not to mention a 100,000-seat stadium with passionate fans.
Emily Proud, WATE. Just wondering, have you or do you plan to speak to the team? If so, what's your message to those guys?
Hey, Emily, I did speak to the team earlier today. Coach Jones spoke to the team first, and then I followed. I thank them for their continued commitment to doing the right things, focusing on LSU and focusing on the game after that, the fact we've got exams coming up, and continue doing the right thing. I was very pleased. Obviously, they respect and appreciate our outgoing head coach, but they're also committed to being Tennessee Volunteers and doing things the right way.
John, Austin Price again. How much will you rely on Coach Fulmer? I know he was important to get back in the fold when you took this job over. And then, two, you honored the 97 national or the SEC champions this weekend. How much during this time of transition is that to kind of need to have this kind of a uniting of an old team?
Well, thank you, Austin. Certainly, Coach Fulmer is an extraordinary resource for us in lots of ways, and I do regularly talk to him about various aspects of the program. I did call him this morning after I had met with Coach Jones because I wanted him to be aware of where we were, we'll continue to consider him a great resource. We have a number of great resources around here. I sent a note out earlier this afternoon to our VFL football alumni. the opportunity we have with a championship team reuniting this weekend is one to again remind us all of our of kind of what it looks like for the University of Tennessee and what it's supposed to look like. And at the same time, you know, we have young men who have played their hearts out all year long. And they played with extraordinary circumstances and injuries and then, you know, speculation and all that kind of stuff, and have continued to bring it every game. And so I believe that all of our former players, you know, understand that more than anyone. And I know that our former players and our fans will rally behind our team this weekend and then again against Vanderbilt the following weekend.
Rick Russo, Local 8 again. John, you've had a good relationship with Butch, no doubt. From a personal standpoint, how difficult was this decision? I'd venture to say, coming in your first season as athletics director, probably the last thing you expected to do or want to do.
Well, Rick, I have a tremendous respect for Coach Jones and for Barb. And as I said earlier, they poured everything in to making our program better. And our program is better than it was when they arrived 5 years ago. You know, these are difficult things. They're hard things. I couldn't be more proud of the way that, you know, as we've continued to battle adversity over the last 5 or 6 weeks, how Coach Jones has stuck to his values. You know, he had to suspend a couple, you know, really important players a few weeks ago before we played at Kentucky. And what he said when we talked about that was, I'm not compromising our values. And my admiration for him has only grown in this process. And so he was an absolute professional when we talked this morning. He cares about his team. He cares about his coaching staff. And he cares about the University of Tennessee.
Jimmy Himes again. John, when you met with Coach Jones this morning, what was his reaction when you informed him? And did he try to talk you out of your decision?
Jimmy, we had a very professional and appropriate conversation and continued to have interactions over the next several hours as we work through the logistics. He cares about our student athletes, and he cares about our coaches, and he cares about this university.
Dan Flesser, News Sentinel. John, the back here. I want to be clear. Do you have any intention of using a third term?
Not at this time. Well, we're standing here right now because we haven't won enough.
John, just with all the rumors kind of circulating out there, how do you kind of navigate a coaching search through all that? John Gruden's name has been thrown out there a bunch. You know, is there anything you can say to Tennessee fans about John Gruden? And just does the timeline with December 20th and the recruiting calendar, does that impact NFL coaches possibly being in the candidate pool?
Well, sure. The first, in terms of navigating, one of the things that's most important for me to do is not add to misinformation. So I will not be making any kind of comments or responses to specific candidates or specific rumors. As I told our team when I met with them earlier today, unless they've heard it from me directly, they shall and should not believe it. So we will respect the integrity of the process. I know that's difficult for all of you all. As you have your job to do, which I certainly respect, even those who greet me in the parking garage early in the morning when I arrive at work. And so I respect, you know, your desire to ask those questions very much. But my responsibility is to conduct a process as efficiently and as effectively as possible. And for our student athletes, who are in a time of uncertainty, both our current student athletes and prospective student athletes, I owe them everything I have in that regard.
The NFL pool, though, does that make it tighter? Not even a specific name, but just as NFL candidates in general make it tough with December 20th?
I think I've answered the question as best I can answer it for you.
This next candidate will be the fifth coach in 11 seasons. With that perception of instability, will that be a challenge of persuading a coach to take this position?
I believe that the opportunities at the University of Tennessee are extraordinary, And there's so many things about the fundamental fabric of our program and our university. This is the most beautiful city in our conference. This is a special and vibrant place. We got a great university. We have an outstanding chancellor, Chancellor Davenport, who's done a super job of connecting with our students and faculty. This is a wonderful opportunity. You know, if you look out in the realm of college athletics, certainly the kind of turnover we've had that you mentioned is not optimal. But at the same time, you know, with a couple exceptions, you know, the old days of having somebody for 15 or 20 or 30 years just don't really exist anymore. So transition is part of our enterprise, and preparedness for transition is part of my responsibility.
Finish up with Grant. John, at what point was this decision made? Over here to your left. What point was this decision made, or you knew that you would have to make this decision? Was it last night or was it early this morning?
Really, late last night, it was evident that this was probably the direction we needed to go for the best of all concerned. Again, we have two games left to play. We want our student athletes to have the best possible chance for success. We want Coach Jones and his family to be treated with the dignity and respect that they deserve. We want to be able to focus, from my perspective, on search going forward. So it's none of us want to be in this position, but we are in this position, and now we move forward.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now rejoin our regularly scheduled program on your station for breaking information. News Talk 98.7 WOKI. It's time now for State Your Case with George Korda on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. State Your Case is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. Now, here's your host, George Korda.
Welcome to State Your Case here on News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee. I'm George Korda, your host, and here's the lineup, because obviously things have been disrupted with the news coming out of the University of Tennessee today. What we're going to do is, since I have guests in studio, we're going to continue with the show that I planned, because these folks are important. And in the second hour, probably after the 6:15 break, maybe a little later, we're gonna talk about what's going on at UT. And I'm going to ask many times the immortal question, why won't somebody pay me $8 million to go away? I'll go away if they do. You have my word. If somebody wants to come up with the money, I'm ready to leave. If not, I'm staying. I'm gonna do right what I'm doing. So that's the plan. All right, now here's what we got going on. Yesterday was Veterans Day. This is not Veterans Day today, but the show wasn't on yesterday. So I'm talking about Veterans Day today, because last time I checked, it was my show and I can do that kind of stuff. So I have in studio three military guests. And joining me by phone from Florida is a guy I went to high school with, who is in, hold on, what is There. Who is in the armor branch of the U.S. Army back in the 70s. And he and I were high school classmates. And so he was in Germany a little earlier than I was. Around the same time, actually. But he was in tanks. I was not. I was, as the saying goes, chairborne. I didn't have to go in a tank. I went in tanks when I wanted to, but I didn't have to do it all the time. So in studio is United States Marine Corps Major General Kevin Kukloch, retired, correct?
Yes, sir.
And Navy Corpsman, and I used the man advisedly, Tammy King, who was at one time also a nurse for my primary care physician. That's how come I knew Tammy was in the military. And then on her right, this was unanticipated, is Gary, whose last name I don't remember. Ipsky. Ipsky? You know, it sounds like a West Side Story name. Hey, Officer Ipsky, who was a Navy...
SAR swimmer.
Say again?
Search and rescue.
Search and rescue swimmer. So I got four military types. Well, five actually, with me. Almost left myself out. I was in the U.S. Army from, not that I was keeping track, from April 13th, 1972 at about 9:32 in the morning until November 18th, 1977 at 5 p.m. Not that any of that made an impression on me. But it was almost 6 years, which I started out intending to do three, wound up almost six, because it was an extraordinary experience, actually, for which I'm very grateful. So let's start with a break, which I've just been told we need to do. And then when we come back, I want these folks to talk about what Veterans Day, the idea of being a U.S. military veteran means to them with respect to the things that they do for the country. Because, ladies and gentlemen, give you an example. In World War II, at the end of World War II, the United States population was around 130 million. We had under arms, in uniform, about 15 to 16 million soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines, mostly men. So think about that. That's 15, 16 million out of 130 million. Now we have 320 million, and the active duty military is around 2 million. Actually, it is less than that. It's around 1.7, isn't it?
It's less, about 1.3.
1.3 million. So the country is losing a lot, because people don't know what that means. They think they know, but I promise you, watching Saving Private Ryan does not make you a military expert. So we're going to take a break, and then we come back. We're going to have our conversation with Ed Pinkston in Titusville, Florida. Hey, Ed, what was your rank in the Army?
George, I went in and...
Holy cow. Hello? What are you in the bathroom screaming at me?
I'm in the office.
Oh, okay.
I entered the Army as a private, and then I became ambitious, and I left the Army as a captain.
I didn't know that. So Tammy and I are the only enlisted people here. No, Gary is enlisted. All right, well, we will not hold it against those of you who are former generals and captains, okay? You're okay by us. Right now, so let's get started on this break, and then I want to get into our conversation. Let's start with Christian Healthcare Ministries. It is a voluntary cost-sharing ministry. It is not insurance. When I go to the doctor and I say, and they say, can I have your insurance card? Because very few people actually say, please. They usually say, I need to see your insurance card. And I say, well, I actually don't have insurance. I have something better. And in my view, it is. Now, that's not to say insurance is a bad thing. People depend on it, and it's fine. That's just not what I'm talking about as a voluntary cost-sharing ministry. It's hundreds of thousands, literally, people around the country sharing monthly financial gifts to pay each other's medical bills. and it's affordable. My wife and I, it's $300 a month. It's biblical, and it's compassionate. I mean, in all honesty, insurance is a business. This is not a business. If you call up a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries and you have a problem, chances are an employee is going to offer to pray with you over the phone. That doesn't happen usually in these situations. So if you are a Christian, because this is a ministry of Christian members serving other Christian members, like the model in the book of Acts, where they took care of early Christians took care of each other. If you're interested in finding out about this, it's 800-791-6225, 800-791-6225. The website, chministries.org, chministries.org.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
Listen to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and Dayton's Pest Control salute established businesses in this area. Businesses that have weathered some tough times, that we can depend on, that have grown to employ more people. We at News Talk 98.7 and the folks at Dayton's Pest Control are proud to be working and living in such a great area. We invite you to support our local businesses so our economy and standard of living continues to grow. WOKI and Dayton's salute local businesses.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
Michael Stahl is my guest. He's the vice president of Health Markets. Health Markets is trying to make this crazy Medicare system easier to understand. Would you explain how it works?
So Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save their money. Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options out there, it can be confusing. So my advice is to don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to help find a plan. It may cost less. It may cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision care, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Best of all, Medicare assistance is free. Our licensed agents can do the work for you, making the process really easy. The Medicare enrollment deadline is only weeks away, so it's important to act now.
Call Health Markets today.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-912-8834. That's 800-912-8834. 800-912-8834.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Monday on the Triple H Morning Show. Will it be a morning show or a moaning show after the 10th?
Dave, he's not on in the mornings anymore.
Dang it. 3, 2, 1. Monday on the Triple H Show, he's back. You can pick him up right about 3 o'clock right here. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Let's take a moment to discuss Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. Jimmy Matlock is a person of service. Those of you who know him through his public side know that he's a person of intense dedication to the district he represents in the House of Representatives. And also, those of you who have dealt with Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair know the degree to which that service imperative is part of everything that they do. I mean, they are superlative at a whole series of things. And Jimmy has said to me, hey, let folks know, we're not just tires. I mean, we do a great job selling tires, but we do other things. And there are, you can go to their website, matlocktireservice.com, matlocktireservice.com, and see all of the features that they have. They do wheel alignments, tire rotation, heating and air conditioning, brake repair, oil, lube, and filters, engine diagnostics. There's a lot that goes on at Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. And plus, when you go into their stores, go into their shops, you'll find an environment unlike anything you've ever seen in an auto-related setting. They make you comfortable when you're there. Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair, 4 locations. Go to their website, Matlock Tire Service. You will enjoy that experience.
Sale price $10,978 months at 3.9% plus tax, tag, and $599 doc fee with approved credit.
Hey folks, this is Glenn Wood, General Manager of Lenore City Ford, home of the Power Buy. We have some exciting news on our latest Power Buy. I've just received a new shipment of the extremely popular 2016 Nissan Versa SVs. We're selling them for just $10,900 or $169 a month with no money down. Folks, these are nicely equipped 16 Versa SVs for only $169 a month. Choose from a four-door sedan or a four-door hatchback. They're fully loaded with power windows, power door locks, tilt wheel, cruise control, and the all-new Pure Drive seating, only at Lenore City Ford. Auto experts are impressed with the enormous back seat and the 35 miles to the gallon, not to mention the impressive styling. Don't miss your chance to get one of these amazing power buys for just $10,900 or $169 a month with no money down. Only at Lenore City Ford. Take exit 81, go 1 mile east under the giant American flag, or check us out online at lenorecityford.com. Hope to see you soon.
Great businesses are built from the ground up, and they're built around great people. That's why Williams Door Company has been East Tennessee's number one name in garage doors for 5 decades. The experts at Williams Door Company pride themselves in providing the best product on the market. Clopay garage doors and the best service available. You'll be treated like royalty every step of the way. When you walk into the showroom, you'll be greeted by a friendly, helpful staff. With years of experience, the knowledgeable Williams staff will guide you to the right Clopay garage door to fit your needs. Then, once the selection is made, Williams' top-notch technicians will install your new Clopay garage door with the expertise that is derived from years of experience. Sales, installation, and service after the sale. That's what you'll find every day from Williams Door Company, Sherway Road in West Knoxville, Lee Highway in Chattanooga, or by calling 539-0222.
Williams Door Company.
That's 539-0222. Here's Dayton Hilton of Dayton's Pest Control. Why is radon a problem?
Because radon is produced by uranium. It's a radioactive gas, and it's the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States. All homes in our area should be tested, since radon issues are so prevalent. The limestone and shale that form the Tennessee Valley can cause high radon levels in your home. If you have high levels that threaten your family, we can fix it quickly, affordably, and permanently inside a day.
Call Dayton's Pest Control for a radon test today at 588-6686. Here's Dayton Hilton of Dayton's Pest Control, speaking on the clean space encapsulation system.
East Tennessee is a great place to live, but the humidity can cause problems with your home, and it can condense under your home in your dirt crawl space. We can seal your dirt crawl space to protect your home from mold, mildew, and musty odors.
Does this make it difficult to inspect for termites?
Not at all. We cover the dirt floor and block walls with a 20 mil liner, leaving the gap at the top of the block foundation for termite inspection. Clean space solves problems. It doesn't create them.
Dayton's Pest Control, 588-6686.
Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with the fall back to 45, a pretty mild night. From clouds to sunshine on your Monday with a high of 57. 39 overnight Monday into Tuesday with partly cloudy skies. And for your Tuesday, we'll look for lots of sunshine and a warmer high of 57 degrees. For the VLT Local Lake Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
We're back on State Your Case, finally. Things a little disrupted today with the UT Athletic Director's news conference. We will be talking about the Butch Jones departure in the next hour after but we got to give these folks who I've asked to come in here time to visit, and Ed Pinkston from Titusville, Florida. So, again, United States Marine Corps Major General Kevin Kukloak, retired, is here. Tammy King, who is a Navy corpsman, not corpsman. Yeah, as you know, President Obama now knows that, but that's beside the point. Gary Ipsky. Hey, Ipsky! I like that name. Ipsky!
in for Bronowitz.
Where was I? Who is a Navy search and rescue diver. So let's start with you, Tammy. As you look at the way the United States right now is feels, but it's veterans. You're presently serving. You're not like us. You're doing it now, not a used to be.
Yes.
You're at it now. So why do you do it? Get up on the mic, please.
Okay. Well, I'd always wanted to do it. My dad was in the military, and I always looked up to him. And, you know, how life gets, it goes on. I didn't join till I was 35, till 9/11, and they needed nurses, so I joined then. And my dad asked me the same question. He was actually pretty mad about it, I guess because I'm a girl. And he would hardly talk to me for about 6 weeks. He kept saying, why did you do this? And I said, because I was always so proud of you. I think if I'd been a boy, I don't think there would have been a problem.
So you wound up doing a couple of tours in the Middle East, didn't you?
Just one in Afghanistan. I was on the trauma team in Role 3.
No, jargon, please. On the trauma team in what?
It was on Kandahar Air Base. It's Role 3. It's a trauma hospital.
All right. So if a guy got wounded, they brought him to you.
Yeah, straight to us.
To the Kandahar trauma team. And I'm assuming there were times you had to take care of trauma.
Oh, yeah. We had five teams. We rotated, different calls. You were always on call 24/7. You couldn't be more than 10 minutes from the hospital.
And how long were you there? When were you there?
I was there in 2011. It was 6 months. It was supposed to be for a year, but they considered duty there so hard, they cut it down to 6 months.
Really?
Because a lot of medical people were having problems.
General, you had the opportunity to observe as a... What did you enter? What was your rank when you went on active duty?
Well, I was a second lieutenant.
All right. And you wound up a two-star general.
Yes.
And you know, I learned just what that means outside the military. One day I was on the parade field at Fort Benning, Georgia, and the post commander was there, Major General Tarpley, two-star general. And all the colonels and lieutenant colonels and majors were around him bowing and scraping. Yes, sir. Can I get you a glass of water, sir? Yes, sir. Can I get your litter for you, sir? Yeah, what can I do for you, sir? And his wife walked up. And I mean, all these colonels are, yes, sir, telling him what a wonderful speech he gave. And his wife walks up and goes, Tom, where are the car keys? And he goes, oh, I thought I gave them to you. Well, I don't have them. And it seemed so incongruous. So, General Kukluck.
Yes.
Going from second lieutenant to major general, what are your thoughts on, A, the military, and, B, what it means to be a U.S. veteran?
Well, I think we had a great example in my mind's eye. Yesterday, the parade in downtown Knoxville and the press coverage and the people attending it. Because I think we have to understand that even though the veteran makes the commitment in the world that we live in, especially today with families and in the case of guard and reserves, employers who support these people who make this commitment. So I think that we really do owe a great debt of gratitude to the people who support our veterans, because most of the veterans, they just decide, you know, like I did, like Tammy did it, this is what we're going to do. And we do it despite what our parents think or whatever. In my case, my father was real pleased that I went in the military. My grandmother thought I was in the Army. And every time she would ask me how things in the Army were, I'd always say, pretty good, Grandma. It's the support of everything that makes the whole thing go. And, you know, we're a government by the people, for the people, of the people. And I think it's really important for us to understand that, that nobody, and especially since the all-volunteer force in the late late 70s, late 60s, everybody's in for the full ride here. So,
all right. We got to take another break now? All right. And when we come back, I'm going to go straight. I'm going to come straight to you, Ed. And here's what I'm going to ask you about. Because you and I, what, when did you enter the service?
65.
December of 75.
All right. So you went in a little bit after me.
Yeah.
But the as you know, General, you wouldn't know this, Tammy. You're just going to have to sit this one out. As you would know, and I know, and Ed knows, the attitude in the United States of America toward the United States military was very different back then. Very different. In fact, when you left the base to travel, you were it was suggested to you that you get out of your uniform as soon as you could. And there are plenty of examples of that we're aware of. But I don't want to take away from Ed's time. So when we come back, we will talk about the change in attitude. And again, next hour, we're going to get into the whole Butch Jones thing. The former coach of the United States, University of Tennessee, here in the United States, football team. All right. Hey, coming up on Thanksgiving. Hold on. This is important. This is important. Because I know Thanksgiving's coming up because it's November. Other than that, I just kind of do holidays when my wife tells me it's time. But here's the thing. The Crown Plaza Knoxville has a spectacular, I don't mean good, I mean spectacular Thanksgiving buffet. If you don't want to cook and clean up and all of that, you really want to contact the Crown Plaza and talk to them about the Thanksgiving buffet, which is Thursday, November 23rd. The seatings are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I've gone to this. And it's an indescribable feast. It really is. And other people serve you. Other people put the food on the plate for you. You eat it, and other people clean it up. And nobody likes that better than me. Other people doing work. So, ladies and gentlemen, seriously, this Thanksgiving buffet at the Crown Plaza is a sight to see. So, again, it's Thursday, November 23rd. Seatings are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's popular. So if you want to make a reservation for the Thanksgiving buffet at the Crown Plaza Knoxville, call this number, 865-522-2600, 522-2600. And I don't know if you can call right now and make the reservation. It is, after all, Sunday. But I would not hesitate tomorrow to get that done. 522-2600, the Thanksgiving buffet at the Crown Plaza Knoxville. We'll be back after this on State Your Case.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC-registered investment advisor.
Whether it's the crackling sound of a fire, the view of a perfect flame, or improved energy efficiency that you're looking for, Hearth and Patio has the perfect addition to your home. Hi, this is Jim Sharp with Hearth and Patio. Come in today and check out our timeless selection of Yodel wood stoves. Yodel has been the world's leading manufacturer of cast iron stoves and fireplaces since 1853. Yodel's freestanding cast iron wood stoves will give you a lifetime source of warmth and comfort. And whether you're looking for a traditional or contemporary, Hearth and Patio can fit your decor. Hearth and Patio sells nothing but the finest products from the most respected manufacturers, and that's why they carry Yodel products. Hearth and Patio's knowledgeable, professional staff will help you pick the right product for your needs. If you dream of being nestled in front of a wood-burning fire and want the best, think Yodel and Hearth and Patio. Hearth and Patio, serving Knoxville for over 30 years, located in West Knoxville, next to Home Depot.
Hi, I'm Andrew, service manager at European Auto Garage. European Auto Garage has been servicing East Tennessee's European cars and Sprinter van community for 10 years.
European Auto Garage, now fully operational at our new facility on Lovell Road, is proud to announce out of hundreds of shops nationwide, we were voted Outstanding Independent Shop of the Year by the BMW Car Club of America.
at European Auto Garage. We would love to meet you to help create a personalized service plan to keep your European car on the road for a long time. Come to European Auto Garage for all of your Michelin tire needs. Visit us at European Auto Garage, 1229 Level Road between Turkey Creek and Pellissippi. Look for the big red barn up on the hill. Like us on Instagram and Facebook. European Auto Garage, 865-862-5270. And EuropeanAutoGarage.com. European Auto Garage, 865-862-5270. EuropeanAutoGarage.com.
The Tennessee Vols are kind of a big deal around here. We've got you covered with daily sports reports and the Vol Report on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
I'm George Cordy, your host. My guests are Major General Retired United States Marine Corps, Kevin Kukloak, Tammy King, a Navy corpsman, even though she's not a man, she's a corpsman. And I'm going to get to you, Gary. Gary Ipswich?
Ipsky.
Ipsky!
He likes doing that. Just like doing that.
And Ed Pinkston. Former a classmate of mine at Merritt Island High School, Merritt Island, Florida. And now it's your turn, Ed. What, as you reflect on just past Veterans Day and you think about the period of time in which you served, how does it strike you, the difference in attitudes between the United States citizens today toward the military rather than the way it was back then? Ed.
Coming out of Vietnam. Well, there were a lot of problems in the services at that time, particularly after the post-Vietnam era. And the Army and the service weren't really something that people, you were either baby killers or deranged. And the fact that we've been now at war for so long in Afghanistan, in Iraq, there's a little more, I think the people are seeing more of what's going on. And there seems to be people thanking you for your service that never happened in the past.
Now you were in armor. You were a tank commander. Yep. Am I correct?
Yes, I was in tanks pretty much the whole time. I started as a driver. No, I started as a loader. That's the lowest position, and worked my way up as an enlisted man to a section leader. I was a sergeant first class before becoming a lieutenant. And what happened then was basically I went from being a fairly senior sergeant to a brand new officer. So I likened it to from the penthouse to the outhouse.
Yeah, that's what I felt about officers too. Tammy, when you hear the stories about how it used to be, how military members were thought of during the period during Vietnam and post-Vietnam. Because really, in a lot of ways, it wasn't safe to be an American soldier in the United States. There was that much. I was telling the folks during the break, I was on a plane one time, and I was in civilian clothes. Because again, you were told it's a good idea to be in civilian clothes. And they announced that there would be a flight delay. And the man sitting next to me was identified himself to me as a professor at Florida State University. And when they announced the flight delay, he literally started yelling, "I know what this is about! You're putting cargo on this plane for that criminal war in Vietnam!" I mean, the flight attendant looked like him like he was a nutcase, which of course he was. But that was the kind of feeling the military engendered. So as somebody who's in the military now, in effect, how does that strike you?
Well, it's just awful. It's awful. My dad was in Vietnam also, and he told me a lot of stories about that, and it just tears my heart out.
Do you see any of that?
No, I'm treated quite well. I mean, everybody thanks me for my service. Even when I got back to VA, they did a great job. They kept calling me and calling me. I didn't want to go in at first. But they just kept till I came in. That's unusual. Some of my friends that were over there said they had such a hard time in their states with the VA getting in.
If you could give advice, General, to young people who look at the military and go, oh, gosh, I don't want to have anything to do with that. What would that be? You got a minute, and then we're going to continue this after the top of the hour before we get to the UT football. So
I would say, based on the economy of today, if for no other reason, if you're inclined to be a part of your country as to become a veteran, I think they offer wonderful opportunities for when you're a young man or a woman and you know there's something you'd like to do and it isn't go to college. There's a lot of great technical training that's available to you. There's also the ability to lead, just like Ed, who started out as a private, ended up being a sergeant first class, which is a supervisor of a lot of enlisted people, and then, you know, eventually became an officer. But I think that's probably the best opportunity for them to go away and find themselves and set their career, just like you did back in 1972.
I'm not that old. Oh, okay. All right, we'll be back after this. After top of the hour news on State Your Case, and then in the next hour, we will morph into a discussion of Butch Jones and what's going on at the University of Tennessee. This is George Korda. This is State Your Case.
He arrived in the Philippines to hold talks with leader Rodrigo Duterte amid that country's bloody war on drugs. Correspondent Caitlin Collins.
He's scheduled to meet with President Duterte, a very contentious figure. The president has a very warm relationship with him, as described by a senior administration official in the White House.
President Trump has said he believes Russian leader Vladimir Putin's denial that Moscow interfered in the election. Former CIA Director John Brennan tells CNN State of the Union that the president is being manipulated by Putin.
I think Mr. Putin is very clever in terms of playing to Mr. Trump's interest in being flattered. And also, I think Mr. Trump is, for whatever reason, either intimidated by Mr. Putin, afraid of what he could do or what might come out as a result of these investigations.
The U.S. military is targeting ISIS terrorists in Somalia.
A spokeswoman for the U.S. Africa Command told the Associated Press that the attacks by unmanned drones killed several extremist fighters. She said that with these three attacks, the U.S. has now carried out 26 strikes in Somalia against extremist targets in 2017. Two of the strikes were against Al-Shabaab, which is allied to Al-Qaeda and has been waging a war for 10 years to establish rule by Sharia law in Somalia. The third U.S. strike was against the Islamic State group, which has established itself in Somalia over the past 2 years. Marla Smigeris, Washington.
At least 61 people have died and hundreds are injured after a magnitude 7.3 earthquake struck near the Iran-Iraq border. The quake was centered 217 miles north of Baghdad. Iraq's meteorological organization issued a warning urging citizens to stay away from buildings and to refrain from using elevators. I'm Ann Cates.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Last year, the number one name for girls in the U.S. was Emma. For boys, Noah. But did you know that in Uganda, a baby born with a cleft palate or lip is given the name which means cursed by God? Those children are destined to grow up in isolation. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple surgery to correct untreated clefts for as little as $250, and it's 100% free for the child's family. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org. That's smiletrain.org.
Researchers have found that women are less likely than men to receive CPR from bystanders.
The study was discussed at an American Heart Association conference and involved nearly 20,000 cases of cardiac arrest where the heart suddenly stopped beating. According to the study, 39% of women suffering a cardiac arrest in public were given CPR versus 45% of men. Researchers think the discrepancy may come from a reluctance to touch a woman's breasts in public, but potential rescuers should know that proper CPR involves pushing hard and fast in the middle of the chest between the breasts. I'm Mike Ramirez.
A guitar played by Bob Dylan at a notable concert in the 1970s has sold at auction for nearly $400,000. Heritage Auctions in Dallas says a buyer requesting anonymity has bought Dylan's acoustic guitar played during George Harrison's concert for Bangladesh in 1971. I'm Ann Cates.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Tonight, look for mostly cloudy skies. We fall back to a mild 45 degrees. On your Monday, with clouds in the morning, we finish with sunshine. By the afternoon, a high of 57. 39 with partly cloudy skies overnight Monday into Tuesday. Lots of sunshine on Tuesday, a high of 57 degrees. From the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
It's time now for State Your Case with George Korda on News Talk 98.7 WOKI. State Your Case is brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. Now, here's your host, George Korda.
We'll be getting to our conversation about Butch Jones and about what's going on at the University of Tennessee in a few minutes. I want to continue or complete my discussion with these folks who are been kind enough to join me on a Sunday afternoon. U.S. Marine Corps Major General retired Kevin Kukloak, Tammy King, who is a Navy corpsman, Gary Ipsky, who's search and rescue diver in the Navy, and Ed Pinkston, who is on the phone with us from Titusville, Florida, who went to high school with me and subsequently became an officer and a gentleman. And and it's still remarked upon by anyone who knows him. Not the officer, the gentleman part. All right, so, no, he's a fine guy. Had my wife and me over. He and his lovely wife, Lori, had us over to their house for dinner. And anybody can do that deserves accolades. Not with Marcia, but having me around. All right, now, Gary, search and rescue diver.
Swimmer.
Diver, swimmer. It's in the water, isn't it?
Still in the water, yeah.
So, you enlisted, I guess, and signed up for this?
I did.
Why? Why that line?
Oh, I guess at the time I was young, wanted something a little more exciting. Wasn't ready to go to college. Wanted something that was thrilling. And that's what they offered me.
So where did you serve? Where did you go?
Well, I was out of Norfolk, so we're East Coast, all over the Med, IO, Europe, North Atlantic, Puerto Rico, pretty much everywhere, anything East Coast.
And now I know you weren't deep sea diver, right?
No.
Now, but I saw Men of Honor with Cuba Gooding, and he almost got run over by a sub. Yeah. Did you ever have anything like that happen to you?
No, we did have to pull a few torpedoes out of the water after they fired them, but no.
Aren't they supposed to explode?
Yeah, that's why we got the ones that didn't. They didn't like them floating around.
So, presumably you got to be kind of careful with a torpedo that hasn't.
Yeah, it's not something I wanted to really do, but
Doug. Now, you served when?
82 to 87.
All right. So what does your military service mean to you?
Well, it means a lot. You know, kind of like the general said, I was one of those kids that wasn't ready to go to college yet and didn't really know what I was going to do and decided to try it, and I liked it. And then when you get out, you realize, you know, you did something very not everybody does in support of your country.
Well, to go back to something we mentioned right at the beginning, there are only about 1.2 million active duty service members. And again, let me give you the comparison. World War II, country of 130 million people, there were 15 to 16 million active duty service members because of the war. When I was in the Army, this was late from 1977, when I got out of the Army, there were 185,000 troops of various types, U.S. military members, in Western Europe. Today, it's about 30,000. And there were 785,000 active duty Army members. Today, it's around 350,000, 400,000. If you wonder why reserve units have to be called up immediately in the event of an emergency, it's because the active duty military is so small. And when you hear government officials and politicians say, we have reduced the size of the federal government, we've cut the size of the federal government, you can bet your life it's the military only. Bill Clinton was big about that, talking about how we have reduced the size of government more than any other administration. I went and looked at the numbers, and it was all from the military. So that's why when something happens, the reserves, boom, they get notified and called up right away. Now, if you had it to do over again, Ed Pinkston, if you had to live your life over again, what would, and you could go back and tell younger Ed, now here's what you should do with respect to military service. What would older Ed tell younger Ed?
Yeah, don't jump off the tanks as much. You'll miss your knees when they're gone. Well, I remember I was a recruiter, or not a recruiter. I was a reenlistment NCO for a while. And, of course, we're in combat arms. And I'd tell those fellas, listen, this is the first chance you're going to get to tell the Army what you want to do. So combat arms is great. It's manly men doing manly things in manly fashion. But you ought to see about getting a skill that you can use when you get out. But I did 20, so that really didn't apply to me. I'm not sure I'd do anything different. Maybe not be quite so honest to or forthright with some of my superiors.
You could have been a lieutenant colonel, huh?
Yeah, actually, I retired a captain and not a colonel.
Well, yeah, and that's actually an interesting point. What would you do? What would you tell younger Kevin?
I think Ed kind of summed it up. I think first of all, it's just like being a teacher or a nurse. You want to be doing something that you really believe in. You know, people like to say, make it your passion. I think that's like, I'm not sure, like that's being transparent, but I think it needs to be something that you really enjoy doing. And the advantage that the Department of Defense provides you, as I said earlier, is the ability to have some high-end skills that are not, you can't get them anywhere else. They're not there. You don't get a chance to just go in and do trauma, for example. You know, you had to work your way up to do that, mm-hmm. and you get that experience. I think one of the things that people don't think about when they think of the military is the fact that military's got lots of problems, and you're there to make the solution. They don't give you the solutions. You find those solutions. And I think that's how you become a sergeant first class or a chief petty officer. You not only have the technical skills that make you successful, but you want to work with young people and make them successful and transfer those skills. I think that's the most important thing that they need to consider as they're, you know, making a career, whether they do it for 4 years or 40 years.
And Tammy, you were actually already in your career when you decided, I want to sign up and do this. This matters. And it mattered to you because of your dad and because of 9/11?
Yeah, it did. Time just slipped away from me when that happened, 9/11. They said they were needing nurses, police officers, and firefighters. So I thought, you know, this is the time to get in and do it.
Now, your dad didn't want you to do it because of the danger, potentially.
Because I'm a girl, yeah.
Did anybody tell you you're being a sap?
Well, being a woman, a lot of people don't understand why you go in. You know, I've had people ask me, why are you doing this? But, you know, I said it's something I always wanted to do, and now that they really need, I was at LPN, they needed nurses.
Yeah.
So I went in. But I do get a lot of flack from other women, why did I do this? And, like, when me and Garrett,
you know, some of that flack is because they didn't have the willingness to do it themselves?
Maybe, and they just don't understand. And, like, me and Gary were dating, and this was brought up a couple times because I told him there may be at least one more deployment before I get out. He's like, I don't know. How are we gonna handle this?
Well, and here you are.
But, yeah, and we talked about it, and it's okay now if it comes up.
Well, see, we have a nephew, my wife and I, who's now in the Air Force, joined the Air Force. And his job is to put bombs together. And we're thinking, at some point, you need to find something else to do in the service, because there's not a lot of call for putting together, you know, bombs, the kind you drop from planes, once you get out. And that's exactly what I did. I mean, my draft number, this is back when the draft was 22. And I went down to the recruiting office and I said, do you have this? Because I was interested in journalism. I said, do you have this available? And in the Army recruiter said, not only do we have it available, if you sign up, we can guarantee you that training. So I went through, the thing I appreciate about it, they never lied to me. They never misled me. They told me you will not like basic training. And I didn't. But I'm glad I did it. And then they sent me to Defense Information School. And it was an inter-service school. We had Navy, Marines, Air Force guys there, and Army. And I spent 5 years learning the craft that eventually became my profession. And it was strictly and simply because of the military. And so I'm gonna wrap this up now with this. I didn't do anything remotely heroic, not even in the universe of being in a combat zone. I was in between wars, and I will not complain about that. But I am glad to have been in a uniform that said U.S. Army on it. And Kevin Kukloak here rose to the rank of Major General in the United States Marine Corps. And I have a soft spot in my heart for Marines. And I'll tell this story real quick. Back when we didn't really like soldiers in this country that much, there were four Marines who got on a Trailways bus ahead of me, and they sat in the back, and I got on, sat in the middle. We were all in uniform. And one of them, after about 5 minutes, one of them tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, come on back, sit with us. We'll keep an eye on each other. Because it wasn't really safe to be a U.S. soldier traveling alone in the United States with the feeling about Vietnam and the military. And those guys thought, he's a brother. Let's get him back here with us. And then Tammy, said, you know what? This is worth doing because the country needs me. And then Gary Ipsky, who, you know, joined up to find something and create something with his life. And that's what the military offers. And I'm grateful, as are these. And Ed Pinkston down there in Florida, who, again, he and I graduated from high school almost together. I had to go a little longer. I had an attendance problem. We'll go into that another time. And so, Ed, I thank you. Kevin, thank you. Tammy, thank you. Gary, and you. And we appreciate you coming on. All right, coming up
thank
after...
you for having me, George.
Say again?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And look forward to taking you and Lori out to dinner one of these times when we're down there. All right, coming up after this break, we're going to be talking about University of Tennessee and the firing of football coach Butch Jones. We'll be right back. Thank you so
much. You know, for nearly 25 years, I've been telling you about Fountain City Finance. Best rates, less wait. And really, that's what you want. You don't want to wait forever on your money, whether you're refinancing or buying a home. And Fountain City Finance makes it easy, and they do have the best rates. Compare. It pays big. Call 687-8200. If you don't have perfect credit, that's okay too. 687-8200. Best rates, less wait. Fountain City Finance. 687-8200.
NMLS number 607-7065 and 133-884.
You know, you could get the kid down the street or your brother-in-law or somebody to make your website for your business. Hey, then you'll have a website. If you want a website that works, you want to get to the top of the page for your business, you want to get results, you want Slamdot. You want Slamdot because it's affordable, locally owned and operated for over 10 years, and great customer service. Support that can't be beat. Well, things like Slam Camp that help you out. Listen, call them at 238-5600. Get your business noticed. 238-5600 or slamdot.com.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
Inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. Clearly, it's hard to stop the Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through November 15th, choose special financing for 60 months or a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying Trane system. Visit traneinfo.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions, subject to credit approval.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Monday on the Triple H Morning Show. Will it be a morning show or a moaning show after the 10th?
Dave, he's not on in the mornings anymore.
Dang it. 3, 2, 1. Monday on the Triple H Show, he's back. You can pick him up right about 3 o'clock right here. News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Kind of place to raise your kids.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here, this ain't a news flash at this point, but Butch Jones is no longer the head football coach at the University of Tennessee. It's been like watching somebody die slowly in some ways. And so we're going to, this is so big. This is so meaningful to the area geographically, economically, even politically, that we're going to spend the time from now until 7 o'clock talking about Butch Jones, about University of Tennessee, about what the options are. And if you would like to discuss this, if you'd like to chime in with your thoughts on this whole thing, then here are the numbers. 656-8255, #987, free call on U.S. Cellular. Toll free 800-951-8255. I've had somebody kindly come in here and to talk to me about this till 7 o'clock, and he will be a familiar name. I'll let you him introduce himself, tell you what he does.
Brian Rice, I'm the co-host of the Eric Haines Show, also known as the other guy on the Eric Haines Show. Frequently people call in and go, Eric, and that guy that's on with you. So I am the other guy, Brian Rice, but we were just doing wall-to-wall coverage next door on Sports Radio WNML around the John Curry press conference. John Curry had some very interesting things to say. I think answered some questions that fans have had since this whole struggle really started after the Florida game.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you give us a summary of that, since if people have been listening to the show or doing something else, and have just tuned in, they may not be aware of this. Why don't you run down what he talked about?
John Curry first just said that simply he met with Butch Jones this morning and let him know that his decision was he was no longer going to be the head football coach at the University of Tennessee. And there was a report out there that he had the opportunity to coach the final two games by our own Jimmy Himes. I tend to trust Jimmy's sources on that. John Curry wouldn't elaborate on that when asked. He just said that they came to a mutual decision that it was time to move on. And the timing was something, George, that that people in this community had been all over for the last few weeks. After the Georgia game, people expected him to be gone. I'd done our NFL show on Sunday mornings, and I've driven to the site several times wondering if we were going to start talking about Butch Jones halfway through the NFL show. But it didn't happen and didn't happen. And John Curry said he thought the best path to get his senior class to a bowl game was with Butch Jones. And that opinion changed after last night. Last night's the first time you can point to say clearly, this team quit. This team didn't play hard in the second half. I think you can make an argument in the Georgia game because of how that second half unfolded. But last night, they were non-competitive in the second half of that game. And John Curry went on to talk about that and saying he's not going to hire a search firm. He's going to do this himself.
Is there kind of a despair? Do people feel that UT has become Vanderbilt?
People feel that UT doesn't have the commitment to winning at the same level that fans would like. And I don't think that's necessarily accurate, but I can certainly see how fans feel that. I worked in the athletic department for 2 years before coming here to the radio station, and there was a commitment to winning, but with Dave Hart as athletic director, it was a very disconnected from the community commitment to winning. And this job, when Derek Dooley left, was not an attractive one. There were two high-profile coaches in Charlie Strong and Mike Gundy that took high six figures less than what Tennessee offered to stay in their current situation. Now, Charlie Strong ended up moving to Texas and getting a bigger raise a year later. But the point was, this job was in such bad shape that Butch Jones said, I'll take it. I'm willing to rebuild there. And he did. And he created the hope that caused the disappointment this year.
Yeah, see, I feel really bad for the guy. I don't feel bad for him in the sense that he's been told, you are not succeeding. We do not want your services anymore. Here's $8 million and go away.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on safe ground to say I've never been in danger in my life of somebody saying, here are millions of dollars. We don't want you to come back anymore.
Yeah, if Jeff Jarnigan wants to come in tomorrow and say, I'm going to give you $8 million, you can never be on the radio again. Sold.
You know, you heard me for the last time.
Yeah, it's the nature of the business.
But the thing about it is, see, with after Kiffin left, what did UT do? It went and found a small college coach who had a losing record there to come and coach at the University of Tennessee with its tradition, its history, its success. Then when that fell on its face, what did they do? They went out and found a coach who was at the University of Cincinnati and had a good year at the University of Cincinnati. It's like the UT keeps looking down. Okay, where can we find a really promising, like a baseball analogy, where can we find a really good AA manager to come up and manage our Major League Baseball team? But the thing is, the next coach they get, if it's a name, which is what they need to rebuild interest, it's going to cost them $10 million a year.
Yeah, it might. And that's where you've been the last few years. There has been very little movement among what's called in our business the Power Five, the Power Five conferences that have automatic bursts into the college football playoff system. Those Power Five, out of all the schools in those conferences, which is the SEC, Pac-12, Big Ten, Big 12, and Atlantic Coast Conference, only three coaches in the past 4 years have moved from one Power Five job to another.
Really?
And they were part of one exchange. Paul Chryst left Pittsburgh to go to Wisconsin. When Gary Anderson left Wisconsin to go to Oregon State, Mike Riley left Oregon State to go to Nebraska. Now, Mark Richt was fired at Georgia and was immediately hired at Miami.
Oh.
But he was fired. We're talking a guy voluntarily left one Power 5 job for another. Now, I think the mold on that may change this year with the number of SEC jobs that are opening up. But that's what everybody's done. When you look at Florida, they just fired Jim McElwain. When they hired him, he was at Colorado State. Before that, they hired Will Muschamp, who was a defensive coordinator and coach in waiting at Texas. Georgia hired Kirby Smart, who was defensive coordinator at Alabama. when you South Carolina hires Muschamp for his second SEC job out of being a coordinator. When you look around the conference, those are the two models that our rivals have followed. Now, Nick Saban, they got him from the Miami Dolphins. Nick Saban is the outlier. You know, when Urban Meyer gets hired at Florida, he was coming from Utah. When Urban Meyer gets hired at Ohio State, he's coming out of the broadcast booth. There are not the people out there that are willing to move. Now, again, to repeat what I said, I think this offseason may be different with the number of jobs that are going to be open. And you have some guys like Jimbo Fisher at Florida State who have had one bad season and the fans turned on him immediately. Willie Taggart goes to Oregon, immediately clashes with the administration out there over things that he thought he would have control over and didn't. There are going to be some other guys that may be willing to move, but everybody in the Power Five has the same money. They can all pay to keep their guy. So if you say, I want to go to get to Penn State and get James Franklin, we're going to offer him $10 million. Penn State's like, all right, 11. And they can do that because football is the driver of athletics revenue. You have to do whatever you can as an athletic director to keep that cash cow healthy.
It's just extraordinary to me.
It is.
Just the thought that a football coach can command a $10 or $11 million a year salary while his players can get bounced off the team for posing for a fundraising calendar for some charity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... Look, major college football is professional in everything but name.
Agreed.
When you start talking about paying coaches $8, $9, $10, $11, $12 million a year. What does Saban make? It's got to be.
Saban's between 10 and 11.
Then you've passed the point of being able to say that, no, it's just, you know, it's just student athletes.
You invest 100% of your profits back in your program. And that's where you are. You reinvest it all. That's how they get away with it. I agree to a certain extent. It's a flawed system, especially when a guy can't even have a YouTube page.
Okay, when we come back off this break, Brian, I want to talk to you about who the favorites are to replace Butch Jones. And you got to wonder what hit, and I got a kind of a story to tell about him that somebody said to me 3 or 4 years ago who's in UT Athletics, who said, I think there's trouble. This is back when Brick by Brick was a big deal. And to your point about how, well, the expectations last year, not this year, last year preseason, there were notable publications picking UT number one in the country. When you go from that to this, I mean, not even Vanderbilt's as bad.
Yeah, they're exactly as bad as we are.
Oh, they're exactly as bad?
Yeah, same record to this point.
Are they winless in the SEC?
Yes. It'll be the Futility Bowl in 2 weeks at Neyland Stadium.
When you go from that to this, axes are going to fall somewhere. So when we come back, we'll talk about, well, who might be. And folks, I got a suggestion. Number one, don't start the Phil Fulmer stuff. He's not coming back. He ain't coming. It ain't happening. The University of Tennessee is not going to go say, hey, Phil, will you come back and coach our football team? It is not happening. That's number one. And number two, I just don't think John Gruden's going to be.
Hard pass.
It's actually become kind of funny.
It is.
To the Gruden sightings. But now maybe, you know, what's he making? $6-7 million a year to do broadcasting?
$6 million plus four more for endorsements.
And he wants to come here and do this?
I don't think so.
So let's talk about some of the possibilities apart from that. And here's something that should matter to you, frankly, if you have a car, and that's where you get it fixed. How you like that segue? And Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair is a sterling place. And you know a show is classy when somebody does a live ad with words like sterling in it. It's a sterling place to get your car worked on, repair-wise, and get tires. Because they have extraordinary inventory of tires. You can go to the website, matlocktireservice.com, and see all of the specials that they offer. where you actually get money back for buying tires. And then they have list all of the repairs that they do, and you can make your appointment online and get a quote. Look, it's a great place with great people. Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair, four locations, Athens, Lenoir City, Maryville, and Knoxville. The one in Knoxville is right across Kingston Pike from Costco. And you have a car? You want it to run well, work right. You want to go to Matlock. We'll be back after this on State Your Case.
Standard Kitchen and Bath has been East Tennessee's premier source for professional kitchen and bath sales and design since 1956. Owners Larry and Scott Finley are local. You can trust them for custom and affordable cabinetry lines, whether you're remodeling or building brand new, like American-made Mauser cabinetry. You're just one call away from the kitchen or bath you've always dreamed of. Call 694-0068 or go to standardkitchen.com, or better yet, stop by their exciting showroom on Kingston Pike next to Grayson Hyundai.
You need a plan for retirement. Blue Ridge Wealth Planners has you covered. Tune in to Plan for Everything every Saturday morning at 11. Listen as wealth planner John Vandergriff helps you get to and through retirement. Don't miss Plan for Everything with Blue Ridge Wealth Planners every Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk 98.7. Securities offered through GF Investment Services, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. An SEC registered investment advisor.
Listen to News Talk 98.7 WOKI and Dayton's Pest Control salute established businesses in this area. Businesses that have weathered some tough times, that we can depend on, that have grown to employ more people. We at News Talk 98.7 and the folks at Dayton's Pest Control are proud to be working and living in such a great area. We invite you to support our local businesses so our economy and standard of living continues to grow. WOKI and Dayton's salute local businesses.
Knoxville, are you ready to get healthy? I Love Juice Bar now has three locations to help: on Kingston Pike in Bearden, in Turkey Creek across from Publix, and downtown on Market Square. Juicing helps boost your immune system, helps with weight loss, and gives you more energy. I Love Juice Bar uses only fresh, local ingredients, and all of their juices are gluten-free, dairy-free, all vegan, and have no added sugar. Try their Juice Cleanse that detoxifies and reboots your system and revitalizes your body. I Love Juice Bar also has homemade soups, sandwiches, spring rolls, and pad thai noodles. Get healthy at I Love Juice Bar. Check them out online at ilovejuicebar.com. Love your body, love your juice. I Love Juice Bar. This Friday morning at 9, go online to newstalk987.com to catch a sweet deal to I Love Juice Bar. Sweet deals are your opportunity to experience some of the finest restaurants and attractions East Tennessee has to offer at unbeatable prices. Don't miss this deal to I Love Juice Bar, going live Friday morning at 9 at newstalk987.com.
Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a fall back to 45, a pretty mild night. From clouds to sunshine on your Monday with a high of 57. 39 overnight Monday into Tuesday with partly cloudy skies. And for your Tuesday, we'll look for lots of sunshine and a warmer high of 57 degrees. For the VLT Local 8 Weather Center, I'm Kyle Granger.
Danger zones. The University of Tennessee has an opening for a football coach. Welcome back to State Your Case. I'm George Cordy, your host. My guest is Brian Rice, and we're talking about, well, University of Tennessee and football. And shoot, I don't know. I tell you what, if you got a, what, it's almost challenging now, because if you were mad about Butch Jones being there, he's gone, so you can't be mad about it now. And if you have a favorite to replace him, well, you know the UT Athletic Department is going to make its own decision. So, I'm not suggesting you don't call, but if you want to express something, what that might be, I don't know. Here are the numbers: 656-8255, pound 987, free call on U.S. Cellular. Toll free is 800-951-8255. Rick Terry Jewelry Design. Christmas is coming. Brian was just telling me. Well, you tell
yeah, we were out there for our show on Sports Radio WNML a couple of weeks ago. Some great selection. We gave away a one of the Southern Gates charms that Rick Terry puts a little orange fire opal in. So, and guys, I'm going to tell you, having done some research, it is not cheaper to buy that big purchase of your life online or at a big box store, you're going to need a jeweler for cleaning, for service, for sizing. Just go ahead and go to see Rick Terry because you're going to save some money too.
There you go. I don't need to say anything more other than go to rickterryjewelry.com. He's got three locations, one downtown Knoxville on Gay Street in the Arcade Building, one on the south side of Campbell Station Road in the Kingston Pike intersection in Farragut, the other on Highway 321 between the interstate and Lenoir City in the Lenoir Mill Shopping Center. You will be grateful that you went to see Rick Terry.
Indeed.
All right, now, hold on. Dan's got a comment about UT. Let's get Dan's call. Let me give the numbers again. 656-8255, #987. Free call on U.S. Cellular, toll-free 800-951-8255. What do you think about what's going on at UT? What would you like to see the university do? I guarantee you there's some university types listening to gauge what's being said. So this is your opportunity to say. State your case, as it were. Let's get Dan on here. Hey, Dan, you're on State Your Case.
Well, I just wanted to know when the University of Tennessee just decided to accept a level of mediocrity all the way across every single sport. We used to lead everything, golf, baseball, basketball, football, everything. And then just one day it was okay to have a mediocre coaches come in, and they've replaced dynasties with just mediocre, you know, and everything seems to be okay. Even the Lady Balls. I mean, you know, Holly Warwick was the worst decision they ever could have made. And you know, it's okay because we're a mediocre team. She's single-handedly destroyed the Lady Vols, you know, in my opinion. But, you know, and then we hire Butch Jones after coming off of two other mediocre hires. Baseball, you know, we got rid of a great baseball coach. We're back to mediocre there again. Golf, you know, everything. We used to lead everything. And just one day it was okay to be mediocre. I just don't know when that was.
I sure hope it's over. I think the one thing that has changed, and I don't think Tennessee has accepted mediocre. I can certainly see how people perceive it that way. What's changed has been the TV money from the SEC network. It used to be that Tennessee, because of what's called third-tier media rights, which were games that were not picked up by CBS or ESPN, non-revenue sports, and then some of your coaches' show packages, some schools like Tennessee were able to sell those for millions of dollars to channels like CSS that don't exist anymore, to Sports South, Fox Sports South. When the SEC network came along, and your schools like Mississippi State, which has been part of the rise in women's basketball, South Carolina, those schools could hope to buy time on some of those channels to put those things on, where Tennessee and Florida and Georgia are getting millions of dollars. The SEC network comes in and says every school in the conference is getting a $30 million TV revenue check every year, and it's been a game changer for a lot of schools. It's even the playing field, and it's made it more difficult to compete with and just out facility, out resource a lot of those other schools. And where that's really been impactful is it's not just the SEC. The ACC has that. The Big Ten has that. The Pac-12 has it to a certain extent. The Big 12, there's still haves and have-nots. But because of that, it is harder to just say, we have more resources than you, we're going to beat you because of it. You don't have that anymore. And that's a difficult thing. And it's all money. And you mentioned the financial impact of it. It's all money. And it used to be that Tennessee had a financial advantage. They still do, because they have a 100,000-seat stadium where Mississippi State does not. But when you're getting that money up front, and Mississippi State has been frugal before, South Carolina has been frugal before, now they're building facilities that look like Tennessee's in every sport. They're paying coaches like Tennessee does. That makes it harder for you to when you've been used to having a natural advantage and when your fans have been used to you having a natural advantage.
And I think it's frustrating for UT fans. And again, I mean, people can say, oh, they make too big a deal out of football. I mean, it's just athletics. Folks, ain't nobody going to fill a 105,000-seat stadium to watch a math test. As important as math is, it is a incredible economic engine, not just for the university, but for the entire region. And when it goes south, there's a lot of money lost. And that really, to a degree, is at the core of all of this. Do you have any sense, Brian, on what the economic impact has been of UT's dismal season?
I don't think.
Have you heard anything on that?
It isn't as bad from a UT perspective within this season. Now, if Butch Jones was coming back next year, it would be tremendous. But inside the season tickets are already sold. Concessions is basically a guarantee from your concessions contract. You get bonuses if you go above certain numbers. UT typically doesn't. Where they feel it is the local hotels, the restaurants,
right,
where people are saying, I'm going to travel from Nashville for the game. I have a 3-night minimum at a downtown hotel, and I'm going to eat meals every night. I'm going to drink in bars. I'm going to go see other things that are happening downtown. Those people aren't doing that. They've just said, I'm going to cancel my rooms. I'm going to be back in Nashville. I'm going to be back in Memphis. I'm going to be wherever I am.
If they're going to lose by 40 points, I'm going to watch it on TV.
Exactly.
Or not watch it at all.
And that's why they had to make this decision now, because if you try to make an argument for Butch Jones that he's going to change some staff members and everything's going to be better next year, you're going to have a huge impact because people aren't going to donate. Donations and ticket sales are still the biggest source of revenue for Tennessee. I mentioned the TV money. It's huge. Sponsorships are huge. But from guys like you and me, it's the biggest source of their revenue. People aren't going to do that if they feel for next year, I'm just not going to spend the money for it.
See, and that was actually, and I realize, and look, I'm not trying to belittle in any way Phil Fulmer. I'm not. But that was what was happening toward the end of his tenure. University of Tennessee had of his last 4 years, UT had two losing seasons. It was a losing season his last year. And there was a lot of, okay, it's time for a change. Now he had a marvelous record. They won a national championship. But look at Jim McElwain down at Florida. I saw a stat on him the other day. The first coach ever in his first 2 years to take a team to the SEC title game. Third year, he's not having a bad year. Bang, you're out of here. Mark Richt was consistently excellent at University of Georgia. What was his last year? Nine and three or something?
9-3 regular season, won their bowl game. His senior class that graduated last year won an average of 10 games a year.
And they got rid of him.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't survive in this environment at this level with this much money at stake with 4-5 records.
And not
then,
at all.
And lose to Missouri by what? 35 points roughly?
Yeah.
Something like that.
The largest loss by Tennessee ever to an unranked opponent.
You know, what this speaks to, because when you look at, what was it, Alabama, Georgia, this, I was figuring that up in my head. That's like a 130-14 or something like that, or 21. 137-21. You can't. No, look, nobody's surprised. Nobody's surprised. Who do I need to talk about here? Oh, yeah. All right. Well, as I have explained in the past and will again, I don't have health insurance. I'm a member of a health cost-sharing ministry. There are no guarantees. There are no contracts. It's hundreds of thousands of Christians across the country contributing monthly financial gifts of a set amount to help pay each other's medical bills. For my wife and me, at the highest level of service at Christian Healthcare Ministries, it's $300 a month. And just to give you an example of how it works, I had eye surgery a couple of years ago. There were doctor bills, anesthesiologist bills, surgery center bills, bills, etc. At the end of it all, I was out of pocket, not a penny. It really does work wonderfully, but it's not insurance. It is not. It works differently. And you have to be comfortable with that if you're a Christian who's thinking, I might like be interested in this. So if you are a Christian who's interested in thinking about it, here's how you find out about Christian Healthcare Ministries. You call them at 800-791-6225, 800-791-6225, or go to the website, chministries.org, chministries.org.
Dickens Turf and Landscape Supplies, your authorized Toro dealer in Knox County. If you are ready to mow like a pro, check out Toro. The new Toro Time Master with a 30-inch cut and personal pace system will cut your mowing time in half. Or check out the selection of Toro zero-turn time cutters built for homeowners, with or without the steering wheel option. Dickens Supply is running fall specials for both commercial and residential customers. Toro, you can count on it. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supplies, also your home for fall overseas seeding and fertilizing programs. Come talk to a turf coach who can set up a customized plan for your lawn using Dickens organic blended fertilizers and Sol-U Cal, safe for the lawn, the environment, and the pets. Freshly harvested seed has left Oregon and is heading to Dickens Supply. Aerators are available for rent. We know how to grow it, and Toro knows how to mow it. Come by where the professionals buy. Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply at 6305 Baum Drive in Bearden and at DickensSupply.com, your Toro dealer.
You've seen their work in Neyland Stadium and Bridgestone Arena, Wilderness at the Smokies, fine restaurants everywhere. They won the 2017 Best of Howes Award for Best Design and Service. Whether commercial or home countertops, expect the best from Smoky Mountain Tops. Partnering with the leading quartz and natural stone suppliers, Smoky Mountain Tops uses state-of-the-art machinery and an artisan's approach to create beautiful, functional custom countertops. From fabrication to installation, they aim to exceed your expectations and make your kitchen, bathroom, any room look brilliant. Specializing in the finest granite, marble, and quartz surfaces and top-quality sinks, come see what Smoky Mountain Tops can do for you. With locations in Knoxville and Nashville, or visit SmokyMountaintops.com. Fully accredited with the Marble Institute of America, family-owned with 20 years of experience in the stone and solid surface industry. Smoky Mountain Tops, unmatched service, highest quality.
If you go to Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair website, you immediately see three things. You can look up tires by vehicle, size, and brand, year, make, model, and options. And you can shop for them right here online. You can make an appointment when you want to take your car in. And you can also see the wide range of services Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair provides for their customers. When you go out to one of them and you go in, you look and say to yourself, you go in and say, this is not like any auto repair place I've ever been to. Tire center, auto repair, doesn't matter. This place, people have put time and effort into making it a welcoming, comfortable place to wait for your car. And they put the same kind of emphasis and commitment on actually working on your car. They don't only worry about making sure your car is repaired or your tires are perfectly done, rotated, balanced, bought, whatever. They make sure where you wait for your car is a comfortable, inviting place. That's how attuned they are to customers. And that's why I would encourage you to go to Matlock Tire Service and Auto Repair. They have four locations, Athens, Lenore City, Knoxville, and Maryville. Go to their website, matlocktireservice.com, matlocktireservice.com. You will find out the Matlock difference I'm talking about.
A few years back, no trip to the grocery store ever ended without lugging jugs or multi-packs of water home. Now, no bottled water in the house. This is Halloran Hilton Hill for Aqua Clear Water Systems. Thanks to a free water test we put in the Kinetico water system, we are beyond happy. And now everything is better. Dishes cleaner, clothes cleaner, food better, all because the water is the best it can be. Call AquaClear at 865-694-1725 or go to AquaClearWS.com.
East Tennessee weather can change fast. We've got you covered with 24-7 weather updates from the WVLT Local 8 Weather Center on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Here with Brian Rice. We're talking about everything that's going on at the University of Tennessee and the athletic department. Everything, yeah, there's all kinds of other sports there, but football is king. And football has been kind of like a fighter trying to get off the ropes for, holy cow, what? Seven, eight, 10 years now.
2007 was Tennessee's last trip to the SEC championship game. My co-host was the quarterback, threw a costly interception to lose the game. And it was a decade ago.
I hadn't really thought about that. It was 10 years. And after, I remember, I was a kid in Florida growing up, and I was following college football, and I remember Tennessee was always in the top 10s, usually often in the top 5. I thought, man, what kind of Tennessee? Who would want to go to Tennessee? Of course, now I'm in Tennessee, and I'm thinking, who would want to go anywhere else? So, Brian Rice, do you have any guesses? Because that's all it is. I understand that. At who you think might be? Because during the break, we were talking about this. Les Miles had great success at Louisiana State University. They let him go after a bad run. Not even that long of a bad run. And he's jobless. So what kind of bidding war are we looking at? And who do you think are natural or possible candidates for UT?
I mean, the John Gruden stuff's out there. I think you make a call and you say, are you sure you don't want to do it? And he goes, well, let me, you know, let's roam my name out there for a little while. And then he ultimately says no. And you say, all right, does Dan Mullen want to leave Mississippi State? Does one of the guys I mentioned earlier that's having trouble at their Power 5 job, they've had one bad year. They got there and they discovered it wasn't a great fit. Jimbo Fisher at Florida State, a Willie Taggart. You can't reach out to those guys publicly. And John Curry's not hiring a search firm, so he's going to have to do it directly to their agents and risk that getting out there. And I think he's fine with that. The hot group of five coach is Scott Frost. He's at Central Florida. He took them from a winless team to back-to-back decent seasons. They're still undefeated. He's a Nebraska alum. He coached at Oregon. I think if either of those jobs open up, you're concerned about him there. But he took the UCF job over some others because he wanted to be close to recruits in the state of Florida. He's in play at the University of Florida. I think he is as close to a sure thing as you will find among that group. And there's no such thing as a sure thing. You hire a proven guy like Brett Bielema, was proven at Wisconsin, goes to Arkansas, fails miserably. There are no guarantees. And that's got to be the scary thing for John Curry right now.
Well, like we were talking during the break. If you, all of us, most people have seen the movie The Blind Side, and there's this whole parade of coaches that go through the Tuohy's house to try to recruit Michael Orr. And they're very familiar names and faces. None of them are at the same schools. Some of them are out of coaching, and some of them are at their second or third or fourth job since that movie came out.
It's remarkable. It's remarkable, the turnover.
Brian Rice, thank you for coming in and joining
me. Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, this is wraps this edition of State Your Case up. We'll be back on at noon next Sunday because the Titans have a Thursday game, so we'll be on it from noon to 2 next Sunday. I'm George Korda. This is News Talk 98.7, the news and talk of East Tennessee.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Been listening to State Your Case with George Korda, brought to you by Christian Healthcare Ministries. Tune in again next Sunday for State Your Case, right here on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.
Licensed in all states. Product availability varies. Agents may be compensated on enrollment.
Michael Stahl is my guest. He's the vice president of Health Markets. Health Markets is trying to make this crazy Medicare system easier to understand. Would you explain how it works?
So Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save their money. Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options out there, it can be confusing. So my advice is to don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to help find a plan. It may cost less. It may cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision care, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Best of all, Medicare assistance is free. Our licensed agents can do the work for you, making the process really easy. The Medicare enrollment deadline is only weeks away, so it's important to act now.
Call Health Markets today.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-912-8834. That's 800-912-8834. 800-912-8834.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Bull & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at bullandbranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Is the News and Talk of East Tennessee. News Talk 98.7 WOKI-FM. Oliver Springs, Knoxville.
0043.